Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Western Hunting Hub podcast. I am back from Hawaii. It was a awesome trip and wanted to refer back to a couple of episodes as to why that was such a great success. So episode 178 was hunting underwater, spearfishing with Bobby Twitchell. I went out with his company and went and speared with Keoki. Awesome dude. Had a great time. Learned a ton. So go check out that episode. Lots of great tips there. And I learned even more just by going out and doing it and getting some breathing techniques. And holy smokes, is it hard. Spearfishing is no joke. And free diving, really, that point is no joke. Very difficult. So what you see on TV with somebody diving down, holding their breath a little bit, even for a minute. And being in control of the equalization process, man, they've got it figured out. It's a challenge. Also, I want to refer back to episode 180, tips for booking and fishing, tips for booking a fishing charter with Zach Rollins from Along the Keel. I booked a trip and used a lot of those tips, techniques. Guess what? I didn't get seasick. That was awesome. The ear patch was the ticket, and I was in some pretty rough ocean seas with the swells that made it difficult to stand in the back of the boat reeling in a fish. So it was a lot of fun, and used all those techniques that Zach gave us for finding a good captain, finding a good boat. So we had a very successful fishing trip, and I think it was due to some of that. Even the boat we went out had taken Joe Rogan and Dudley out on a fishing charter recently. So must have picked up pretty solid boat and we caught some fish, had a good time. But also I'm gonna be advertising the need for a assistant or someone, a podcast producer is what I'm calling it. I'm gonna be probably in search for that for a year. I'm sure that's gonna take some time, so it'll be in each episode. But looking for a podcast producer, someone that can help with content creation, scheduling, emailing, new ideas, co-hosting, third person in interviews if they desire to be, and the only thing that will be difficult for some people is me being okay to say no to an idea or episode topic, just because I really focus on every episode or thing that I do in this podcast and don't want fake fluff. That's not what I'm interested in. So trying to have things that are relevant and not very fake, not fake at all as far as who I am as a hunter. I like to keep this as an average guy kind of podcast. So still looking for that individual, and it pays absolute garbage, but you never know. Maybe that's something that someone comes on and changes that as far as what we do and the amount of money coming in. It's very minimal at this point and does not break even. So and I don't really try too hard at making money at that, but I also have very little desire to do sponsorship like things, just because it does take away from the quality and quantity not the quantity, that would improve the quantity, but the quality of things of what I'm doing and how I do it. So that's up for discussion with that person and what we can put together. So in this episode, I'm covering youth hunting opportunities across the West, covering most states, some a little more than others. So this is going to give you an idea of where it would be a good idea to take your kids, anywhere from ages 5 to 17. So thanks for listening. Right, so the states that I am covering in this episode include Arizona, New Mexico, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, Iowa, Washington, Colorado, Utah, Oregon, Montana, Wyoming, Nevada. So if you're waiting for a certain state, don't want you to be waiting around wanting to hear what certain ones are. But I bet you're going to hear something you didn't know. I definitely did in some of this research. Some are going to be a little more complete than others. Others are going to just be scratching the surface. So hopefully I fill the needs for you as far as your kids or kids you will be taking out hunting in the future, or maybe they're not your kids, maybe they're nieces and nephews. So I want to not leave that off the table. We need to look at these youth hunt opportunities as a way to just add yet another thing on our schedule to have a great time in the fall, as well as obviously doing what we did in the last few episodes around R3, specifically recruitment. So, and you can hear my take on that in episode 183. We also have an episode 182, Veteran and Adaptive Hunts with Ryan, and then also 181, focusing on youth hunts. So those are all there talking about this, and this is the next step with that is where we can be applying for those. It's application season right now. As this gives out, Montana's open, Colorado's open, and probably a few others. Some other states are closed, but we can at least be looking into the future as far as adding these things and adding them to your Word document. If you don't have a Word document for planning these sorts of things, an application document, you are behind the ball. You're applying blindly, or you have a really good memory and knowing what you did and how you're doing it. You need to have a game plan. And I have an application document. I just added two states to it just the other day. And I'm not going to tell you what those are because they're kind of some of those really unique, cool opportunities that are far-fetched, but what the heck? I'm going to tell you. I added Maine and Vermont to that. And it seemed like the reference points for moose there were not that bad. So I'm just going to be putting in for those. I know it's a long shot, but why not put it out there? So adding those to the list. And I said, "Hey, honey, I'm putting in for Maine." And she said, "I'd go to Maine with you. Maine's probably pretty cool. Never been there, but I would absolutely go there." And maybe in the next 20 years, I could get lucky and draw a tag. If not, no harm done. So this is a great way to these youth hunts. It's back to that. Great way to get to do some really awesome things with your kids, but also they've got a fresh slate. They're young. They have all the time in the world to build up points. And even on those ones that are point creep is out of reach for you, they're starting fresh at 12 years or maybe even 9 years old. So they have the opportunity to build the points to get to a certain area if you set them up right. So that's why I want to do that with my kids. I feel like I wish it could just be every year right before Christmas and you just do the stocking stuffer thing where you shove all your preference points from all the states in there and off you go. Every state, here, kids, here's your preference point list. It's in the stocking. Thanks for listening, or thanks for being my kid. Have a bunch of points, and we're gonna go have some great hunts later on. Merry Christmas. Anyway, so this is mainly speaking as non-residents. There's gonna also be maybe some errors in here, so you're definitely gonna want to look that up. But gotta give you the idea where to go, and I bet you add one of those states to your list for your kid or multiple states. I also encourage you to keep looking out for new opportunities. So I heard of a new opportunity the other day, and I hadn't been putting in for points for it because I thought it was kind of a dumb hunt, but they're adjusting the way they're doing this hunt. So it leaves me completely out of the running. And had I just bought the preference points for it, which would have been by now, probably would have spent $20 for multiple years of preference points. I could be in the running for what could be a sweet hunt, but I didn't buy those. So make sure you're looking out for some of those cool new opportunities. And that is now on my application document. So another thing, when we're talking about youth, a lot of states have referred to that as being under 18. Many used to and are still considering youth being under 16 years old, but a lot of those seem to be changing, including South Dakota. We changed that to through 17 years old. As soon as you're 18, you go in with the rest of the population. The other thing to consider, the next thing to consider, is the hunt safe requirements. Hunt and Fool had a really good document on this in each state, but it's an easy thing to look up what the hunter ed requirements are for the state that you want to look at. If you get your kid hunter safety, they're going to be set. If they're 10, 11, 12 years old and you get it for them, or not get it for them, they need to do it. But and they do it, they're going to be set pretty much for every state. But some states, you can't take it until you're 9, 10, 11. Other states, you can take it whenever. But here's my take. I am a hunter ed instructor, and my take on that is do it when they're ready. I have not seen many 9 and 10 year olds that are ready for that kind of content. As far as taking a test and handling the gun appropriately, it gets tricky. I've had plenty of 10, 11, 12 year olds and up, and that's the perfect age. That 11 is just perfect. As far as maturity, ability to read and understand, comprehend questions on the test, and answer questions just verbally, that sort of thing. And of course, we have our anomalies, but do it when your kid is ready. And if your kid is not ready, then maybe looking at some of these opportunities to hunt that don't require the hunter ed. There's all kinds of mentored opportunities, and I got some of those listed below where you don't actually have to have this hunt safe requirement. But I didn't do add that piece of information for everything that you have to have. I don't think I did for any. Which states you have to have the hunter ed thing, because it's such an easy thing to just look up and see if that's a possibility. I did break up this podcast into opportunities for younger kids, meaning they are as old as old enough to pull the trigger on the gun, so they can be 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. I would really suggest not pushing your kid into doing it until they are ready and they've practiced, and they can mature. They're mature enough to handle it. They're emotionally ready to handle it, and also that you're not putting a 12 gauge in a 9, 10 year old's shoulder, and or even a 410. I've seen a 410 be too much for a really small frame 10, 11 year old, and it really starts some bad habits. So I would highly, highly suggest with these youth, if you have the opportunity to do suppressed, if you have the opportunity to do just 22 related stuff, it would help a lot. I know we started off with 243s and 22-250s and jumped right into a 30-06 as a 15-year-old, some bigger guns, and it may have started some bad habits, but I probably did, because I remember missing some deer that nowadays would be chip shots, but I was also was a little kid. But that suppressors were not really a thing back then for the general public, and so I would suggest getting something like that, or with a muzzle brake, or something to help recoil, fix the recoil, or a nice kid caliber or gun that can handle that recoil and take care of some of that. So, looking at states that have under 12 years old, 12 is typically that state you can, or age you can do just about anything. Idaho, you have opportunities at 10 years old. Arizona, 10. South Dakota, you can hunt does whenever you're old enough to pull the trigger and carry the gun. New Mexico, you must have hunter ed, so whenever you're able to do that. Texas, I saw 8. Oregon, I saw 9. All others are going to be 11 to 12, meaning some states are you have to be 12 by the time you hunt, or other states are the year you turn 12. So if you turn 12 January 1st, if you, no, let's see, no, there it is. Got it organized in my head. If you turn 12 January 1st, sorry, once again, if you turn 11 January 1st and the season is in November, You can hunt. There is a bunch of those states. South Dakota is one of them. I just had a kid in Hunter Ed. He turns 11 in October. He can hunt. No, here's turns. Oh my gosh, I can't get that straight. He turns 12 in October, and he's 11 right now. He can hunt turkeys. Coming up here this spring, he can hunt antelope. And he can hunt a West River season, as if not just youth. Or mentored, he can do it as he in the general draw, regular draw. He meets the age requirement to do any hunt. So, look for those if they have to be 12 or if they can be 12 that year. And that's a way of getting your kid going one more year or ineligible for the draw for one more year. But again, I can't stress, don't push them into it. All right, so let's dive into each state. Again, I apologize if I've got an error in here. Ryan from Hunt AZ and I were gonna chat about Arizona, but I forgot to call him yesterday and I was gonna do this episode and get it going. So I did my research and did my best on it. So sorry, Ryan, if I got some mistakes in here. So Arizona, and the rest of my listeners, let me know if I got some mistakes. See if I can't fix them in later things. But Arizona does have some cost break for kids aged 10 to 17. Got some $50 cow tags, $25 deer tags. Again, I'm speaking pretty primarily for non-residents. And the reason for that, I'll step back. Reason for doing non-resident focus here is because generally I feel like most people understand their own state when it comes to their kids, or they can easily figure that out. When it comes to your neighboring states, it's like you're going across the Canadian border and you don't have a clue what's going on, how they manage or do anything over there. So that's why I wanted to kind of bring this up. Like Wyoming is very close. Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming or Montana are all very close states to me. And I could take my kids over there. I could be there in 2 hours. Each one of those states, I could be there in 2 and a half hours. So why not build some points and take my kids on those hunts if they got some cool opportunities? Because my kids are not going to have opportunities to hunt elk here in South Dakota unless it's a cow for years and years and years. So the first elk that I'm sure they shoot, if they want to shoot an elk, is going to be in another state. So back to Arizona. You must have a license to apply for in the draw, and for youth it's only $5 and an application fee of $15 per species. So that's very doable compared to, say, if I were to buy a license, it would be quite a bit more, making those states that state a little cheaper. I do not apply regularly in Arizona because it's an expense thing. I put all my eggs in a different basket. Because you have to buy a hunting license or what Colorado calls a qualifying license, and then you can go and put yourself into the draw. So you've already got a $60 to $100 expense before you can even start applying. That gets expensive if you do that in more than a few states. So Arizona is not one that I do that in. And the fact that Arizona allows kids to do that for $5 and $15 per species, is pretty great. This is a great state, however, to build points for your kids because of how cheap that is. You can build some points for your kids, and that would be a pretty good one to do because there are some great coos deer hunts with just a few points, and or none. You can do the over the counter for archery, I guess. But for coos deer rifle hunts, there are some great options for fewer points, and then. The other thing to think about is potentially some warmer weather than far up north here, hunting in November. You could have some warmer weather hunting with your kid. Not a bad deal to think about. Also, they have some great late season elk opportunities with very few points. So be thinking about that. You got your 12, nope, you can start applying, I believe, if you can. There's cost breaks for kids at 10. Maybe you can get points at age 10. But 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 8 points. 8 points you could build for your kid, that's a lot. And it's not going to get him on the strip to go do a big mule deer hunt or any of the coveted big Arizona bull tags, but bull unit tags, but it definitely would open up some opportunities to do a cool hunt. Forgive me on this too. There's another thing that I'm not familiar with, but there's permanent points and loyalty points when applying for 5 years. You get an additional point, so maybe that's 9 points you can end up with. So, and then there's an additional point for taking an ethical hunting course. I think I'd be all over that. So I can't add up that exactly. Ryan from Hunt Egg Z, maybe you need to do a quick video and I'll direct you over to there. Ryan can do a clear up thing and I'll direct you that way. Maybe we could do something like that. Because that's all I got for Arizona, minus the tag transfers. That's something we've talked about before. You can, if you were to draw something, you can transfer your tag over. So that's Arizona. Maybe Arizona, Ryan and I will clear that up through a post. The rest of them, I'm feeling pretty good about. New Mexico, there is no age restriction, but you must have hunter safety done to apply. So it's not going to let your 5-year-old do it because my 5-year-old can't read. So that's not going to be something he's going to be able to pass. The New Mexico is a random draw, and it's one that allows 3 hunt choices before it moves on. So this would be a really great one for you and your kids as well to apply for very awesome tags, but also ones that you know you can get and you're not having to pick and choose. You could just throw in your first or second one for first or second hunt choices, like very good top quality units. And in the third one, you put in one you know you're going to get, or you could maybe pretty good odds of getting, and you could get lucky because that draw keeps you in the running until they've looked at all three of your choices. What I would assume is your ID number comes up, and once they get to you, they go through all three of your choices, and then they move on to the next ID. New Mexico also has separate hunt dates for youth, and they're not limited to hunt during that regular season. So giving some great outside of the regular seasons, deer and elk do things differently. So if you can hunt when there isn't a pumpkin patch of people, that's a huge benefit. There is better pricing for hunting license for youth. Again, New Mexico is another one I don't apply for because I have to buy a hunting license. It's $65 for adults and $15 for youth non-residents. But the tags, however, are the same price as adults. So you do have to pay that price. And then, like my buddy Jason says, make sure you check that management box if you're unsuccessful on your application. That's a little trick for him drawing some really good tags. South Dakota. I think South Dakota is one of the best ones for being able to grab some antlerless tags for deer. I'm a little biased because I work for the department, but also I live here, so I guess I'm biased. But $10, sorry, it's $5 for residents, but $10, and I believe you got to buy the habitat stamp. So you're talking $35. Your kid, a non-resident, can come shoot a doe in just about anywhere in the state. There's 2 unit options, so you'd have to choose. But you not only can you hunt just about anywhere in the state, you can do it from early September to the end of the year. When there's no one else out hunting, you can go take your kid out hunting and find a doe. Pretty good opportunity for residents and non-residents. It's called the mentor tag, and also you can do that as old as as you want to start your kid. I've got a buddy that actually I've seen Melissa Bachman start her little kid off at 4 years old. That kid is a little coordinated little prodigy, it seems like, but he's been shooting turkeys already starting at ages 4 years old. I got a buddy that started his daughter at 5, and she's 8 or so now, 9, and I think she shot a deer every year. Lots of opportunity there. So I was looking at seeing if Ty, who starts kindergarten next year, he's going to be 6 years old next month. We're going to look at shooting a 22 here. We've only been shooting a pellet rifle. See how he does with that, and then put the suppressed 22-250 on and work our way up. See what he likes and how he responds to that, and if he can even shoot the thing so accurately. So that's a great opportunity. Early September, October, when all you got is archery hunters and maybe some antelope hunters for the whole state, there's no deadline to even apply for that. You could just buy it over the counter, or apply, and it's gonna show up in the mail, which is probably a better way to do it than going to the office and have to talk to somebody. It'll just show up in the mail. That is done under the mentor's license. That can be a person in your family that you know, or it could be the dad, the mom, the grandma, grandpa, whoever, but they're the mentor. They can't carry a gun. They just take the youth out. So any also in South Dakota, any buck tags or regular season tags, you're in with everybody else, but also our tags are $286 for non-residents, which is way cheap. This is also a state that you got to be 12 by the end of the year. So lots of opportunity as for 11-year-olds. Idaho. In Idaho, you can hunt at age 10. This is a true lottery. Anyone can draw at any time with no point system. So it's a good one to try here and there without concern of losing or building points. Kids age 10 to 17, they get a reduced price program called Junior Mentor Hunting License. It costs $95.75, but a mentor ages 18 and up has to be have the same tag and be hunting with them. So there's the mentored hunt license. They're available for a little cheaper than that 90. Well, no, $95. $95 for a tag. That's pretty awesome. And then there's no limit for general deer tags and non-capped general elk zones. So you wouldn't have to be standing in that line with everybody trying to get one of the coveted tags before they all run out. There's no limit to those general deer tags and non-capped general elk zones. They also allow tag transfers for use. So if you drew a tag, you could transfer that to your youth. Next up is Kansas. Not much here other than under 16 years old, you can get a $120 tier deer tag, which is pretty cheap for a non-resident. They have no minimum age, and points for there are $27. So that's worth building up a couple of points. Take your kid, $120 deer hunt. Iowa, I don't think Iowa's got a whole lot going on for non-residents. There is no minimum age, but there's no deer discount on deer tags, and their points are expensive. They're $60. So someone can tell me something different. Iowa's not my place. I'm dragging my kid to hunt. Washington, I have very little on this one other than there's no minimum age. They do have a cheaper application, which is $30.80. After this, they're 16, it gets spendy. And so if your kid, you don't have a lot of 8 years there. So not a place I would be building points really for my kids. So far in those states right there where you got lower minimum ages, Arizona looks like a great place to be building some points for my kids. New Mexico looks like a great place to apply for something and take a kid. South Dakota, yeah, it's my home state, so I'm going to be taking people, taking my boys. Idaho, it might be something we'd do randomly. Kansas, I think would be a spot I'd build some points for him. I've got a few years yet before I'm able to do that. Most, even though there's no minimum hunt age, Kansas, I don't, and none of them, I don't think there's, I haven't seen any state that you can start building points until they're like 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. If there is a state that you can build points when they are younger, let me know, because I have not bought a single point. I haven't been able to find that. Haven't seen that. So I would love to buy some points somewhere. Unless it's like Florida or Georgia. I'm not taking my kids to Georgia for anything specific. No hate on those states, but I'm not necessarily needing to go there to shoot a deer when we've got deer all around here. Okay, so the states that you must be 12 to hunt, or some of them are 11 the year that you turn 12. Colorado has a lot of great opportunities for youth. You must have a qualifying license in Colorado. So the good thing with that is instead of spending the, I think it's even like $100 now to buy that small game license to apply for a adult, it is $1.40 for youth and a $10 application fee. And the preference points are $0. Colorado is doing great things with that opportunity for youth to be able to apply. Deer, elk, and antelope tags are $116. It would almost be worth it with your 16-year-old to just book a Western hunt and take your kid, and off you guys go looking for an elk together. If you don't care who pulls that trigger, then take your kid and you can go have a great hunt. This is one you could do often because of over the counter opportunities for elk anyway. If over the counter elk continues, there's been even more closures yet this year. You can buy and apply for license the year they turn 12, but they can't hunt until they're 12. 10 years. Oh yeah, you've got 10 years before your points go away. So you can buy them up until they are turn 18, and they could have 10 years to figure it out whether they're gonna buy points again, because it would get expensive for a college kid to be dropping your qualifying license and then buying points and all that sort of thing. So it would get expensive, but they've got 10 years to figure that out if they want to continue those points going. They have extended antlerless seasons. And again, I'm talking about Colorado. The points again for youth are $0. And then Colorado reserves 15% limited draw doe and cow tags in either sex deer. So they've got some tags reserved, and then also the secondary draw that happens after the primary draw is all about youth tags. They've got a lot of preference there. In Utah, a couple notes on Utah: 12 to 17-year olds, they can hunt the same year they turn 12. The general season bull elk are unlimited for youth. That's kind of a big deal. 20% of general deer and antlerless elk permits are set aside for youth in the draw. So, a couple things on Utah. Oregon, you must be 12 to hunt. Youth 9 to 11 can buy points. If I were closer to Oregon or considered hunting that would be something I'd be buying points for soon. But there's low allocation of tags for non-residents. Oregon's not a great non-resident state. Youth license is $10 and $8 per species for application. There's lots of hard to draw tags, but they do have a youth program for 9 to 15 year olds, allows them to hunt someone when they're 9 to 15. Montana is a great state to apply for your tags when you get them. Oh yeah, sorry, I'm reading something and I'm forgetting what I'm reading. So this would be a great state to take your kids to because they are guaranteed to hunt. They can you get the general tag over the counter. It's a guaranteed thing. Non-resident youth, ages 10 to 17, deer and elk general tags are over the counter. Youth must, however, be accompanied by an adult. So, pretty cool opportunity. You can just take them there and they can get the tag over the counter. I was just watching Randy Newberg's update on, he always does his application little sit down and explains the draw. It's very quick, easy to understand, and he was talking about how difficult Montana is. I kind of got it down now. It makes a lot of sense, except for I don't understand this youth piece yet as far as how you'd get a general tag, but it because it doesn't really apply to me yet. But you do have to be 12 years old to get permits. They do have bonus points and preference points. They are the same price. And Montana allows 10-year-olds to hunt general deer and elk. The difference there in Montana, bonus points versus preference, I've got this figured out. The general draw, first you got to apply for the general draw. You need a general tag first. And you, if you have 0 preference points, there's 25% tags allocated for people with zero. If you have 1 point, 2 points, or 3 points, preference points, if you have three, you're getting that tag. If you have two, you're most likely getting that tag. If you have one, you're probably not getting that tag. Just how those allocations of tags are, they sandwich the one preference point in the middle, so your odds of drawing are better with zero than one. But those preference points are $100 a piece, so it's good to plan out. If you're wanting to plan for a hunt in 5 years, I'm going to buy those points, and then in that whatever year, I'm going to get it. There is a cap to that. You can only have those three preference points. The other thing that you can do is buy bonus points, and you kind of need some of those because you have to have a general tag to then go get a permit for a limited entry area. So once you get into one of those limited entry area, you get your general, and then you can get a permit to go not just general, but into one of the limited entry areas. So there you can buy as many or stack up as many bonus points as you possibly can get. Those are not too bad price wise. I didn't see if you had cheaper points on that, but you can build those up and use those. But yeah, you got to get that general tag, and then you can get the permit for a limited area using bonus points. Little confusing, but if you study it, watch one of those videos, it'll click. Wyoming, they have reduced prices for tags, $125 for youth deer tag. If you apply for the special tags there, they don't get any cheaper. They'll cost the same. Elk tags in Wyoming for youth are $290, which is not too bad at all. Points for your kids are $10 for deer, elk, and antelope. My kids, I'm gonna pay for that. $60, and I've got two kids. A point for each one of those. That's not a bad deal. And kids can hunt the same year they turn 12 in Wyoming. Nevada, non-resident youth are treated the same as adult non-residents, except for the reduced price of the tag. Nevada is a qualifying license state, so you got to have one of those licenses before you can apply. And it's $15 for the hunting license. So buying points for your kids is very doable versus the $155 for adults. That's why I also don't apply for Nevada. I got a buddy that lives there and kind of talked about it, but it's like, drawing tags in Nevada is not always the easiest for decent tags. So I don't apply for that. But if it's $15 for a license, you could build some points for your kid, and it's just the tag price that's going to be a little spendier later on. These points are squared, so in Nevada, so you can draw it at any time, so you're not having to necessarily just be a true preference point system where you're only the top get it. Seems to be a really cool system where you can choose up to five options, just like New Mexico, but New Mexico had three, Nevada had five, where you can choose up to five options before they move on to the next hunter. So you put in a difficult to draw choice for choice one and two, and then maybe three to five you put in for something you would like or be okay with. So that actually ends this. Nevada, Wyoming, Montana, Oregon, Utah, Colorado, Washington, Iowa, Kansas, Idaho, South Dakota, New Mexico, Arizona. missing some great ones, let me know and we can put something out or a clarification episode if we need to. But there's a lot of opportunities. You need to start your document, not just for you, but for your kids and where you're buying points, what those deadlines are, through your Elite Onyx membership, get these hunt reminders. Those are always great so they don't miss anything. And I get plenty of reminders, but it's not swamping my phone to make sure that I don't miss any of these deadlines. But also, when you have that document, you can see those, put them on your calendar, make sure you're applying when you need to. So hopefully that helps with your youth hunting opportunities. Thanks for listening, and we'll keep these episodes going.
Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country.